Number four, continuous black chain link fencing. Again, this is consistent with the amendments to the ACG report. And also satisfaction of Director of Public Works, Director of Property Development, and EKTCC. And the same thing under five, adding EKTCC subject to our approval in terms of that one as well, not just the director. And I just want to make sure the administrative report is amended, same as that is amended. So, and then that's okay. The attachment is this one. Oh wait, no, this one. This one. Sorry, that one. Yeah. Thanks. Okay. And the multiple family requires plan approval, correct, Mike? So, okay. All right. Right. Okay. Donna.
Durations. Yeah. I know the developers proposed putting the relocating the park to this location. This is probably the only area where we might be able to put in a playground that's appropriate for this development. We would never put one that close to a roundabout because access to it is more difficult. As well, we've got two frontages which require either more fencing or more security. So it's hard to make that an appropriate playground site. It's really beneficial from an aesthetic perspective, but not from a functional park perspective. One of the reasons why we were proposing it over here was partially because if there was ever a desire to bridge over this, as they did at the on the William Clement Parkway, if we had enough space, we might actually even have enough of a access way to do that. It's not exactly the same length from Devonshire to Kildare, but close. The William Clement Parkway is around 937, 940 meters. It's about 860. So it wouldn't be inappropriate to have that as a consideration in the future. So the larger park space just allowed that as a possibility. It also seemed to be a good way to provide an entry and a buffer to the future AT path. That, and I know the area structure plan is not a hard and fast, but it did show a park down in this area. Having something down here better serves the southeast and northeast areas of the development that otherwise they're greater than a 400-meter walking distance to this particular park. So those are the reasons why we went for that. I'll leave that with you. Again, the 75% credit, in a lot of developments, we've recommended 50% on these linear parkways. Not that we don't like them, but we end up, when you compare them to the previous developments where we had linear parks, we often had 60 to 100 meter frontage or pieces at either end that allowed us some actual park space to do something more than just a path. We end up with sloping land of which maybe 3-4 meters is flat enough to put a trail on. The only thing you can do is use it as a pathway and a passive sitting area. So we don't want to discourage the use of linear parks. We know they're a draw, they're a benefit because developers can upsell either on the, more so on the pond side, but somewhat on the park side. But where it starts to affect our ability to provide active and passive space if we're giving full credit for land that's really, the primary function is for land drainage. So that's our rationale for partial credit instead of full credit. The other thing is it ends up, when we get this wraparound space, again, we can't do anything there. It's an aesthetic. It gives you the viewscape down the retention pond, but no park functioning space is permitted. I know the superintendent was a little bit concerned with how close the roundabout might be to that retention pond. So this will end up being, with the additional park, these will end up being two separated parks with the slope in between, barely able to put a path between them. So. I think that
superintendent
was
of what?
Parks.
Oh, okay.
And then the same comments as before. We have a lot, especially with this revised plan, we have a lot more frontage area that if we're, with 100-foot the 100 foot per acre is to provide enough access that you can see into parks, and you're not getting these little, you know, big parks with little windows that you can't see into or aren't obvious. When we get too much frontage like this, it's costing the city money because we have to pay $460 per lineal foot for every foot that's over the required frontage. And I did do some calculations, and this could cost upwards of $400,000 or $500,000 for the excess frontage that the overall plan provides. So I'm concerned about that. I know they're looking for compensation, but I didn't think full compensation or full credit for them choosing to provide that much frontage for that's really just serving the retention pond was warranted. That's all.
I think the park. I like the feature of the park. I have a playground right on Plessy Road, right? You know, which it'll be a lot busier than this roundabout. And so I think the playground here is actually. I agree. This is probably the best site for the playground. You probably could put the playground over in the other corner park, but it's a little further for the rest of the homeowners. So this is more central. So, I mean, in terms of that, I know what you're saying, but a roundabout actually slows cars down. It doesn't speed them up. It actually... But ultimately, people should be responsible for their own children. Right? I mean...
The divider, but all the residents are predominantly east of that. They're not having to cross Plessy's to get to the playground. Whereas this, the people on the south have to cross and navigate the roundabout to get to that. This is a collector, so you're going to have. That's where all your traffic's going to be. So that was our.
The roundabout slow traffic down. That's the thing. Anyway, I mean,
it may slow traffic down, but that's where most of the traffic's going to be coming into that development and then going east or west from there.
Keep in mind that this is a small. They're not going to be coming into this development to access, the people who are coming in through this roundabout are the ones who live in this area. They're not coming into the development to travel or converse through it, right? There would be no sense to do that. They'll be coming in here just to access their development. So the amount of traffic will be quite limited in terms of the traffic volumes. But anyway, okay. Points well taken. So thank you. I hear where you're coming from. So I'm moving that, Mr. Chairman, with the amendments, and I think I give the Madam Clerk the map, the schedule.
Okay, so you'll
and
move.
We have to
close the litigation.
Yeah, sorry, sorry. Yeah, thank you. Okay, I'll move that report. Public service taking is read.
All in favor? Opposed? Carried.
That the public, they move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor? Opposed? Carried.